The Holy Trinity is often referred to as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. But what does this really mean, and how does it relate to the mind, body, heart, and soul, and other aspects of spirituality? Hi, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome. I talk about how to integrate work, life, and spirituality. If that's something you're interested in, make sure you subscribe. Today, I want to talk about what is the real Holy Trinity, how each of the mind, body, heart, and soul operate individually, and then how they operate and come together. Let's get started. So knowledge of some kind of mind and body connection and a spiritual or soul aspect has been known for thousands of years. We often hear about the mind-body-soul or mind-body-spirit connection that tells us that a person is made up of the mind, the body, and then some kind of an intangible soul. But this model is missing one critical aspect or part. Consider that we come to earth as a soul. So we come down to earth as a soul that in physical form is made up of three parts, a mind, a body, and a heart, which actually creates a total of four parts of each of us that we need to consider. The true Holy Trinity is the mind, the body, and the heart, as a physical expression of a spiritual or energetic soul that is more intangible in three parts. Let's consider what this means. In religion and spirituality, the Holy Trinity is often referred to as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. The Holy Trinity is often seen to be three people, but in fact could be seen to represent these fundamental aspects that make us human. These three parts are the Father or the Creator, which is the masculine, as the thoughts that evolve from the mental mind. The Holy Spirit or Mother or the feminine as the emotions that evolve from the heart. And the Son or Child, which is actually neutral, as the actions that evolve from the physical body. So the mind and the emotions come together and through action create in the world. These three aspects of the temporal self or the human form are represented as three sides of an equilateral triangle and must be balanced between one another to form the whole. No one of them is greater or less than the others, but all are required and intended to be aligned, balanced, unified, and supporting one another. To create in the physical world requires alignment and congruency of the three parts of the mind, the heart, and the body. In other words, to create, your mind, your heart, and your body, or your thoughts, emotions, and your actions must all be on the same page. The soul then is the spiritual reflection of your temporal human form and the mind, body, and heart. It existed before your physical body and will exist long after it's gone. The health of your soul and its energetic vibrations and frequency is a reflection of the health and wellness of your collective mind, body, and heart. Your soul is the energetic and spiritual aspect that exists sort of in and around your body and allows the life force energy to flow through your brain and keep your brain and body alive. The human brain is what keeps you alive and operates in three parts, which are referred to as the triune or triune brain. Each of these parts of the brain keeps your body, your heart, and your mind functioning. So these three aspects of every human align with that Holy Trinity and are required to keep you healthy, functioning, and creating in harmony. The human body is the physical vehicle that allows you to perceive the external world through sensations and five senses of taste, touch, hearing, sight, and sound. The body also allows you to move around the world and take action by sort of physically moving your arms and legs. It's through the transformation of energy into this action and movement that you can actually create in the physical realm outside of yourself. So a healthy and well body processes food, transforms it into energy and the life force that gives you vitality and therefore allows you to move and function in the physical. Energy keeps your automatic body systems functioning and alive, such as lungs that breathe air and a heart that beats blood. An unhealthy and unwell body holds illness and pain and does not function the way it's intended. So the first part of the brain operates the physical systems of the body. The second part of the brain operates the systems of the mind and thought, and the third part of the brain operates the systems of the heart and emotions. The human mind is operated by the brain and processes and generates thoughts. The mind perceives the external environments and conditions energetically through the internal experience of thought. We experience the vibrations and frequencies of the external world internally through the vibrations and frequencies of our internal thought. So the mind operates in a way where it processes and analyzes thoughts of the external world to help us give meaning to our external world internally. A healthy and well mind has thoughts that help us understand and respond to our external environment in a way that keeps us safe and supports our growth and development and general happiness and well-being. An unhealthy and unwell mind holds on to thoughts that start to define who we think we are or unconsciously drive us to think things and do things that just do not serve us. The human heart is also operated by the brain and generates emotions. Emotions are an internal experience of what we perceive to be out in the external world. So the emotional system includes a range of internal emotions that are designed to help us understand our external environment. We experience the frequency and vibrations of the external world internally through the vibrations and frequencies of internal emotions. So a healthy and well emotional system allows us to acknowledge, experience, express, and respond to our emotions in a way that keeps us safe and supports our growth and development and general happiness and well-being. An unhealthy and unwell emotional system kind of holds onto emotions and contains them and within the body rather than experiencing them, releasing them, and responding to them. So these stuck emotions will continue to reappear in an attempt to release themselves from the body. So your mind, body, and heart are tools of the physical realm to help you navigate this world. Your physical sensations, your thoughts, and your emotions are here to tell you when your soul and your higher self are on the right track, right? And they're connecting through to those. When your external world is aligned with your true desires, what you experience internally will reflect this. Your physical sensations, thoughts, and emotions will feel really good and safe and guide you in a clear direction towards much more of what you're experiencing. When your external world is not aligned with your true desires, what you experience internally will also reflect this. So your physical sensations, thoughts, and emotions will not feel that great and will be sending you clear messages to guide you away and take you away from what you're experiencing and towards something else. The key to living your true desires depends on how aware you are of your internal world and how willing and able you are to consciously choose to respond to the messages being given to you by your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul. The choice is yours. If you have any questions or thoughts about the mind-body-heart connection and how this is reflected out in the soul, please pop them in the comments below. I'd love to know. If you want to know more, then make sure you hit the notification button and consider subscribing to my channel because I have a ton of content to share with you about integrating work, life, and spirituality and understanding these things in practical ways. While you wait for the next episode, please make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.